This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. With family and friends clustered nearby in the Oval Office, President Biden addressed the nation about ending his reelection campaign.
Nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. That includes personal ambition. So I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation.
Vice President Harris could officially become the Democratic nominee as soon as next Thursday, according to rules adopted by the Democratic Party. CBS News correspondent Weijia Zhang says her campaign reports enthusiasm at the grassroots.
Almost 40,000 people registered to vote in the 48 hours after President Biden dropped out of the race, the largest number of signups in a two-day period for this election cycle. In a new memo, the Harris campaign chair stressed support among female, non-white, and younger voters is critical to success.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu referred to planning for a de-radicalized post-war Gaza in a speech to Congress, but with about 80 Democratic lawmakers boycotting the speech and demonstrations outside the Capitol, unity here may be elusive, as CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
One House member, Rashida Tlaib, held up a sign that said, "War criminal." And there were some criticisms of how Mr. Netanyahu addressed those concerns during his speech today. It's not a unified Congress on matters involving Gaza and the war in the Middle East. And Benjamin Netanyahu doesn't appear to have changed that.
Next for Netanyahu is a meeting with President Biden at the White House. The Missouri Supreme Court has halted the immediate release of Christopher Dunn, whose murder conviction was overturned after 30 years behind bars, and it happened just as he was about to be set free.
They have no charges to hold him on. Not at all. He's now basically a hostage. He's no longer an inmate, and yet here we are. He's still being held. For what? What does this accomplish?
His wife, Kira Dunn, the state's attorney general, opposes Dunn's release. Beautiful Lake Tahoe between California and Nevada is getting close to record-level surface temperatures in the western heat wave, and Jesse Patterson with Keep Tahoe Blue says that's not good.
Warm water's great for swimming for humans. It's also great for other things we don't want here, like aquatic invasive species or harmful algal bloom.
As if living in a studio apartment isn't a squeeze enough already, they're actually getting even smaller.
A new report from Rent Cafe finds the average size of one-room units has shrunk 10% by 54 square feet to 445 over the past 10 years. And if you live in places like New York, the space may be getting smaller, but the rent isn't.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Last we knew, an armed and dangerous man was still on the loose in the Baraboo area. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
It started with an attempted traffic stop. That led to a chase, stop sticks, then a crash. Baraboo police say the man started shooting at them, then ran into the woods. One deputy has a minor injury. There was a shelter-in-place order that's since been lifted. The suspect is 32-year-old Jeffrey Edward Miller, with brown, short, or shaved hair and a medium-length beard with tattoos on his face. If you see him, call 911.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. A safety reminder for ATV and UTV riders. 20 people have died in recreational vehicle crashes in Wisconsin this year. Last year, 95% of fatal crash victims were not wearing a helmet. Wardens say remember to wear safety equipment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers win, the Cubs lose. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another tight ball game between the Brewers and the Cubs at Wrigley Field, tied up two apiece. Blake Perkins on first base, William Contreras at the plate. Jeff Levering with the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Into the gap in left center. Watch Perkins run. It's going to go up and into the ivy. Perkins will score. The Brewers have the lead in the ninth.
Yoel Piamps came on to pitch in the ninth, and the Brewers get the win, the final 3-2, winning the series 2-1 in Chicago. Now the bad news. We told you Christian Yelich left the game last night in the sixth inning with tightness in his back. Today he tells reporters he's headed to the 10-day IL and possibly looking at back surgery ending his season. NFL Packers training camp practice today. Backup quarterback Sean Clifford throwing two interceptions, one to Eric Stokes.
We want us to, like, when people think about the Packers, they think about our defense, not our offense.
Still no updates on a contract for Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies and a little patchy fog will be possible in the overnight. Lower 50s anticipated by sunup. Our winds will be light. After that morning fog, we'll see mostly sunny skies. Highs in the upper 70s. By Friday, we'll be in the lower 80s. It's 57 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at President Biden's address to the nation and your phone calls as well. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is our old buddy Andy Kroll, the reporter with ProPublica, previously with the Washington Bureau Chief for Rolling Stone, the author of A Death on W Street, The Murder of Seth Rich, and The Age of Conspiracy, ProPublica.org, of course, the website. And Andy Kroll, K-R-O-L-L, is his Twitter handle. And he's got this brilliant new piece out, Inside Zigzag, the secret organization of wealthy Christians trying to sway the election and change the country. Andy, welcome back to the program. It's been too long since we talked.
It has been. Good to be back.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. So tell us about this network of ultra-wealthy Christians. First of all, how do you define ultra-wealthy? Why do they call themselves Christians, and who are these folks?
So we define ultra wealthy as, according to this group's own documents, $25 million in net worth or higher. So that's awfully wealthy. I mean, we're talking the top tiny percentage of Americans. Yep. They are, by their own definition, again, conservative Christians who believe really in a Christian nationalist worldview, one in which every major sphere of influence, every major part of American society is influenced or led by a biblical worldview, or what they would call, quote, biblical truth. And this is a group that, again, we wrote a big story about at ProPublica, because they are trying to do, this group Zigzag, this network of ultra-wealthy conservative Christians, they're trying to do in their own way what Charles and the late David Koch started doing about 15 years ago, which is bringing together these ultra-wealthy business people, executives, kind of oligarchy types, get them all in alignment, have them pool their money together and try to change the direction, not just of American politics, but of American culture writ large.
When you say, biblical standards for America, or whatever the phrase was you used, what do you mean specifically policy-wise?
Yeah, biblical truth, I think, is the word that they use in their documents. Yeah, so imagine taking the certain texts of the Bible and applying it as directly, explicitly, literally as you can to everything from arts and entertainment to education to the family to the business boardroom and to the government and to politics. And so just a few examples that we pulled out from our reporting and put in the story. So take arts and entertainment. This group believes that 80% of all movies that come out of Hollywood should be, in their view, G or PG rated, and that the people who run Hollywood, who run the entertainment industry, should be people bringing a biblical mindset to what gets made, what's in the movies, what's in this content, what's in the engine of sort of creative culture in America. You could look at education. This is a group that believes homeschooling is a fundamental right. They believe that parochial schools, religious schools, should basically stand on an even ground with the centuries-old public education system in America, have access to the kinds of public money that public schools do right now. You could look at the government, where this organization believes that all governing, all legislation should flow from the teachings, the ideas of the Christian Bible, King James Bible, whatever version you want to use. Everything, in their view, flows down from their interpretation, this very conservative evangelical interpretation of what's in the Bible, even going to the Ten Commandments. So it's not a sort of humanistic worldview, or it's not taking the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, as the sort of place from which all of the great ideas about American democracy flow from, but really the Bible is right. The fundamental text.
So presumably
for this kind of stuff.
Outlaw abortion, outlaw gay marriage, outlaw gay sex, outlaw being
of
gay. Impose a religious test for public office, only Christians need apply, those kinds of things.
Yeah, I mean, certainly LGBT rights, same-sex marriage would go away.
Yeah.
Any sort of, not even just transgender rights, but just the recognition of trans as an identity period would go away. In fact, one of the documents we reported on said that acceptance of transgender people is one of the last steps towards societal collapse. I mean, that's the kind of language we're talking about here.
Right.
Yeah, really. You know, I think maybe one of the best ways to think of it is that, you know, this notion of a separation of church and state,
right,
it really
is gone.
It's gone. So, yeah, it is eroded. Yeah.
So you say that, you know, in your article you mentioned the Ulane family, I believe he made his money in shipping, the Greens who run Hobby Lobby, the Wallers who own Jockey Apparel, so much for buying Jockey underwear, huh? Turning Point USA. Before I get to that, where did the word zigzag come from?
Yeah, it's a biblical reference. It comes from the story of David and his, you know, battle struggle with King Saul. Saul wants him dead because Saul's been told that David is the true ruler, the true leader. And so David is on the run. He's seeking refuge and safety from Saul, who he believes will kill him. And he finds this refuge in the city of Ziklag.
There you go.
And hides out there. And so I think the interpretation for this group is that they see themselves as under attack. They see Ziklag as this refuge for their members and their beliefs, but also a sort of staging point from which to fight back against what they see as
all this evil. So what kind of initiatives have they undertaken? Where are they focusing, and where can we expect to see them popping up? I get it that they're trying to be kind of on the QT, right?
Very much on the QT, yes. Self-described, private, confidential, invitation-only organization, this group, right. Ziklag. Yeah, they have a very ambitious 2024 plan. They are spending upwards at least of $13 million that we know of, in a very, very targeted way. They're spending it in battleground counties, not just states, but counties. So Maricopa in Arizona, Fulton in Georgia, places like that. They're spending it to try to mobilize conservative, Republican-leaning voters who maybe don't vote in every election, or maybe are on the fence this year, trying to get those people in. That's a crucial demographic in this election.
They're aggressively pro-Trump, in other words.
That's certainly what the documents and the reporting that we have indicates. But the other piece of this is spending a significant amount of money to knock more than 1 million people off the voting rolls in these key states and counties. And a little bit of money goes a long way in that kind of quote-unquote election integrity, what some people would say voter suppression kind of work.
Right, yeah. And is anybody... have they encountered any resistance? Is anybody fighting back?
Well, I don't think people knew this group existed until we did this story. I mean, in some ways, we are putting this group on the map in the public consciousness by the reporting that we've done, which I should say drew on thousands of internal documents, videos, emails, you know, a real trove of information. I think the response to the story certainly has suggested that people want to know more and that they right. don't agree with this agenda. But this is the first time a lot of people are hearing about it.
Now, I understand also they're a 501c3, not a 501c4. Is that correct?
Yes, that
which
is
means,
correct.
Which means that to maintain their tax-exempt status, they have to be non-political and non-partisan. How do they pull that off if their goal is to get Trump elected?
According to the tax experts we interviewed, they're not pulling it off. They are just acting as if the absolute prohibition on political intervention for a C3 charity group. C3 is like United Way, Boys and Girls Club.
And they're churches, acting, by the way.
And churches, exactly. They're seeming to act like this doesn't apply to them. They are very involved in political work, and six tax experts, and all nonpartisan that we talked to, said that. This group is testing, if not violating, this prohibition on political activity.
Well, you'll recall,
that is another part, yeah.
Yeah, you'll recall during, I think it was the 2000 election, it might have been the 2004, but it was one of the Bush elections, there were churches all over the country that were openly preaching, vote for George Bush, and IRS, come and get me, I dare you. And the IRS just completely backed down. I mean, has anybody heard a peep from the IRS about any of this stuff? There's like 700-800 radio stations that broadcast Christian broadcast all day long, and they used to be just all about religion. Now they're all pitching, you know, Republicans too. You know, I'm baffled why the IRS is not doing something about this. The law is not ambiguous.
No, the law is not ambiguous. And what this group Ziklag's doing, I would say, is a continuation of what you described. You see these C3 religious organizations continually pushing the envelope and basically daring the IRS to do something about it. The IRS has not given any indication that it is planning to do something about it, but it does seem like these groups more than ever are pushing the limit here.
Right. Right. Well, it's a remarkable story. Andy Kroll, the reporter with ProPublica, you can check it out at ProPublica.org. The headline, Inside Ziklag, Z-I-K-L-A-G, the secret organization of wealthy Christians trying to sway the election and change the country. Brilliant reporting, Andy. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Keep up the great work. We'll be back in just a moment at 16 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba,
the host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Cube League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's cubes.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Cube Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Baton.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, your metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louis and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. You do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine, is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing Plus, 15% off. Go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's superbearine.com, code Tom. Superbearing.com, code Tom. Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Cedric in Los Angeles. Hey, Cedric, what's up? What's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
God forbid that Trump doesn't get elected, but, yeah. You know, they're talking about mass deportations and holding up all the signs at the RNC. And nobody's talking about it. You know, how this guy plans to implement that.
Yeah.
I'm Hispanic. Grandparents came to this country in 1908, beginning of the revolution in Mexico. Nine of my uncles, including my father, fought in World War II. Brothers and cousins in Vietnam. Cousin that passed away in Vietnam. And I'm just concerned. How are they going to implement it? They're going to stop everybody with brown skin?
Yep. They're going to go door to door, actually. Trump wants to use that phrase, door to door. They're going to go door to door looking for people with brown skin, and if you cannot produce your birth certificate, one that they accept, you know, or if you can't show a passport, they're going to haul you off and put you in a concentration camp.
And this is something that I've been talking to my friends and whoever wants to listen, especially those people that are Hispanic and like Trump.
Yeah.
I said, hey, this guy is crazy. And his followers, you know, they just line up, including the Supreme Court.
Yeah, no, he did a rant last night where he said when Eisenhower did Operation Wetback, which deported about 1 million people, that nobody complained about that. Turns out at least 20,000 American citizens were deported during that program of Eisenhower's. At least 20,000.
including one of my wife's aunts that was born and raised here in Chino, California. She was deported.
Wow.
Because she wasn't able to. She was walking down the street and didn't have her driver's license with her, and she was deported to Mexico. So this is a real concern.
Yeah. This is Gestapo.
I have a
stuff.
Lot of issues that. Yeah, and people need to talk about that and confront them. And I hope Ms. Harris does that when they. First of all, I doubt that he's going to debate her. I really do.
Yeah, I do.
Just, she'll put him. Yeah,
she'll
put him in his place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Louise and I were talking about this last night, and Louise said she should bring bear spray with her in case he tries to do like he did with Hillary, you know, where he creeps up behind and tries to lurk over her.
Exactly. You know he will.
Yeah.
So,
a little bear spray goes a long way.
You know, and you know, their thing about, well, she's a DEI. Yeah, that's really offensive. I'm an attorney, Hispanic. You know, when we take the California bar exam, it's the toughest bar exam in the country. And when we take that bar exam, we don't put down we're Hispanic or Black or whatever. You know, you take the exam like everybody else, and we have to pass it like everybody else. So that's really insulting to all the minorities that have passed the bar exam and became attorneys. And,
sure.
Well,
it's intended
country.
To be. I mean, these people are bigots. They delight
absolutely.
in insulting and harassing people. Cedric, great points.
Just one,
go ahead.
One last thing.
Hmm?
I've been practicing for 44 years. Over the course of my 44 years, a number of times people have said, okay, well, I understand this is your retainer. How much do you need to pay off the judge? And I'd say,
seriously?
That doesn't happen in this country, sir.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Except for the Supreme Court. You know, Clarence Thomas is taking $4 million bucks.
Exactly. So now what do we tell them?
Yeah.
When they say, oh, but the Supreme Court does.
Yeah. Well, and in fact, just last a couple of weeks ago, the Supreme Court, or the Republicans on the Supreme Court, over the objection of the Democratic appointees, the Republicans on the Supreme Court ruled that if they take the bribe money after they make the ruling, it's no longer a bribe, it's a tip.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah, that's so ridiculous. They know how to cover their rear.
So now the question people are going to be asking is, Cedric, is how much does it cost to tip the judge? After the ruling.
There you go. Anyway, I don't want to take up more of your time. I know other people want to speak, but I think that's so important about how this guy would try to implement his plan.
Yeah.
God forbid that he's elected.
I'm with you. Cedric, thank you. Thank you for the call. 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
A war criminal is currently speaking in to a joint session of Congress. I'll just leave it at that. We'll be right back. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, my dogs eat your food and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference. So I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that, you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
Or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. President Biden said it's time to pass the torch to a new generation in an Oval Office address, but said he's still got work to do for the next 6 months.
We'll keep rallying a coalition of proud nations to stop Putin from taking over Ukraine and doing more damage. We'll keep NATO stronger.
Speaking before Congress and with demonstrations outside the Capitol building, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu suggested Iran could be funding anti-Israel protests.
When the tyrants of Tehran, who hang gays from cranes and murder women for not covering their hair, are praising, promoting, and funding you, you have officially become Iran's useful idiots.
Just as he was about to be set free after 30 years, the Missouri Supreme Court halted the release of Christopher Dunn, whose murder conviction was overturned.
When innocence doesn't matter, what are we doing? Why even have laws?
His wife, Kira Dunn. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. High school seniors in Wisconsin will start getting admissions offers from the Universities of Wisconsin next week. Qualified seniors are now automatically admitted to UW campuses without having to apply. There's still plenty to do at the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. Here's Lisa Hale.
It's been described as the Olympics of aviation with its international flair and flavor. Director of Communications, Dick Napinski.
We have media representatives, just off the top of my head, Brazil, Argentina, South Africa, Japan, Australia. They're all here. New Zealand is here this year. Certainly a big contingent from Canada. A lot of these aviation people come in, and there are more airplanes on the ground here in Oshkosh right now than they have in their whole country.
EAA Air Venture continues through Sunday at Whitman Regional.
Lisa Hale reporting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. In rhetorical question of the day news, do you think there will be a Twister sequel? According to Yahoo News, cast members are keeping the door open to the possibility of pocketing millions more dollars. But actress Katie O'Brien says when a movie is done really well, it doesn't need a sequel. Negotiating through the press much, Katie? Actor Brandon Perea thought a better idea might be to shoot a prequel. That's a great idea. Maybe take the S off and call it Twister. They might not be the brightest cast, but the film had the third highest opening of the summer behind Inside Out 2 and Dune, so they did something right. Okay, sports fans, get ready for serious crooning as Celine Dion prepares to make a comeback during the Olympics. Word on the street is it will be during the opening ceremonies July 26th. This will mark the singer's first performance since 2022 when she stopped touring after being diagnosed with stiff person syndrome. I don't know much about stiff person syndrome aside from it being named after Ben Affleck. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies and a little patchy fog will be possible in the overnight. Lower 50s anticipated by sunup. Our winds will be light. After that morning fog, we'll see mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. By Friday, we'll be in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 55.
The Todd Alba Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project on Project 2025.
Donald Trump, Mr. Vance, when you say mass deportation, what do those words actually mean? Tell me how you're going to identify those people. Tell me where you're going to put those people. Something like a mass deportation suddenly becomes a massive forced roundup of people who maybe have been here 6 months and maybe have been here 60 years.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning includes our Women Win Wisconsin segment and a visit with Joe Zepecki as we digest the significance of this week's Wisconsin political headlines.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
Why has there been zero mention of Connor Roy for the VP spot?
I don't know who that is.
He comes from a very wealthy, influential family. He's got a fascinating policy on taxes. Now, I know he's not the eldest boy, but he deserves a shot.
Is he an elected official?
Media mogul. What'd you say?
Has he ever run for election?
No, he's trying to. He's running into some roadblocks right now, media-wise. But I think he'd be an interesting candidate. Okay. His dad was a media mogul. His siblings are very motivated to lead. It'd be something that I think the American people should take into consideration.
Okay. I'm sorry, Stephen. I don't know who you're talking about, but okay. Bob in Ontario. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind?
Oh, yes. I'm going to appeal to the artists in your audience.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like them to create a drawing or a cartoon where there's a banner on top saying Second Coming, and then Trump and Jesus, and Trump's pointing at Jesus and saying, "You're fired."
Okay.
How about this one? I'm waiting for Jesus' endorsement.
Yeah. Okay. I get it. Bob, good one. Thank you very much. David in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, David, thanks for listening to KTNF. What's up?
Hey, Tom, I have a little bit off topic here, but something that was said, and Ari Melbourne, I think, said this during the RNC analysis, and he said the one thing, he was hopeful in the sense that that the truth is still effective, like speaking the truth, and that's something that the RNC did not, the Republicans did not do that during the convention. In fact, they neglected to speak any policies, you know, from Project 2025, didn't
you know the word abortion was not mentioned once?
So his point was they still have to lie about their policies, and they still have to lie about and hide it from the American people, which should be enlightening. And that's one of the reasons I feel like we're still going to have this cultural war as far as, like, going against Kamala Harris and whoever she picks and everything, because they can't speak to a policy agenda that actually would get them elected. And one more point, Tom, is there any way of knowing whether or not Donald Trump and the Project 2025 is running a shadow government similar to what Reagan did with the Iranian hostages? You know, you have Putin holding these media journalists and you have hostages, and who knows what he's doing around the world, selling classified documents or whatever he has to wait until the election. And, you know, I'm fearing there's a shadow government going on right now. Mm. And there's no, I don't know how you verify or enforce that law to, when Trump comes into office, all of a sudden these hostages are free, working with these dictators.
In the case of Iran-Contra, I mean, you know, we learned about it after the fact because Reagan was committing a crime in the midst of that.
Yes, and that's why I'm asking now, is there any mechanism of, checking that? So I don't know. So,
I don't know. I mean, the one thing,
with Jack Smith.
There is the Logan Act. The Logan Act says that private citizens cannot engage in foreign policy. Just, you know, Viktor Orban and Netanyahu now, going down to Mar-a-Lago to suck up to Trump might be construed as a violation of the Logan Act. Probably not, but, that's as close as we can get, as far as I know.
Well, I don't know. I don't want the election to happen, and then we find out later, again, like we did with Reagan, that shenanigans were going on, when we knew that he's capable of doing this. So, all right, thanks, Tom.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, David. Patrick in West Los Angeles. Hey, Patrick, what's up?
Hope you're well, Tom. Because I heard you coughing over there.
You know what? Well, we haven't really mentioned this, the Supreme Court too much lately because it's kind of been off topic, but I wanted to get back to it. I honestly do believe that these Republicans, that they're getting paid. And I'm not talking about just, vehicles and trips and memberships and stuff like that. I'm talking about big dollars. We would never know if a lawyer for Harlan Crowe or Elon Musk walked into a Swiss bank and opened up an account in the name of, one of the justices and dropped in $40 million, to which they would be able to access, at some later point in their life. We don't know this. I mean, the ability to hide money in Switzerland, in the Cayman Islands, in the Bahamas, it's what super rich people do. Mm-hmm. I think there's a pretty high probability that actually has happened already, because the way they're acting as though they have been paid big bucks. They're taking chances, skirting around the law, of which they have some enforcement or I should say power over. They're acting as though they've actually been paid, big dollars. Tell me what you think, please.
There is let me back up a little bit. When Dwight Eisenhower appointed Earl Warren, the former Republican and very conservative governor of California, to the Supreme Court, Earl Warren became a liberal, as you may recall. David Souter, same deal. There's a long list of Republican appointees who became liberals once they were on the court. So back in the 90s, the Federalist Society, I believe, was created in 1980. I could be wrong, or 83, 84. But anyhow, the Federalist Society and several other groups, one called the Supreme Court Library or Foundation or whatever, which has a building that's near the Supreme Court building, they created this whole infrastructure to kind of massage Supreme Court justices, right-wing Supreme Court justices, to keep them on track, to keep them within the fold, to make sure that they don't ever stray, so that there's never another Earl Warren or David Souter. And so far, it's been very effective. I don't think they need to use money to do that. They use ego. They take these guys to dinners. They fly them around the world to give speeches. They take them on fancy vacations. I think, frankly, that's enough, because they started out being inclined to be conservatives, and now they're just being asked to kind of stay in the fold, as it were.
Makes sense. So it's not as big of a concern. Well, I don't think they would take the chance of giving the money. I do on this one.
Yeah, I don't think that they would take the chance of giving the money, but they are spending millions of dollars to do this.
Yeah, I mean, these oligarchs, they have, they're just, they're tossing money into the Republican atmosphere. Yeah. To think that they wouldn't do it directly to these people in a way that we couldn't see, I think it's a little bit naive.
If
I could mention one other thing on the topic of Kamala Harris, the reason they call her Kamala is because there was a wrestler, this big black guy back in the late 80s, early 90s, and I never watched that stuff. I just came upon this through I'm not sure how it was, but it was a few months ago. But there was this big black guy who had this African persona. They take on this whatever, and he was this warrior tribesman. Mm-hmm. That's what they're trying to do. As they always do, they're trying to humiliate her and degrade her, and in any way, right. They're trying to refer to this this persona wrestler Kamala from back in the late 80s. So just want to throw it out there.
Thanks for that, Patrick. I didn't.
It's always infantile.
Yeah, of course, and bigoted. There you go. Thank you, Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom, are your knees?
There, Tom. I've got a situation happened to me. I don't know if this is appropriate for your program, but went to the doctor Monday to get my knees checked out, mm-hmm. and got home, and they killed my dog. You know, wolf. Mm-hmm. He's 80% wolf, 20% German Shepherd, and shot him 10 times. I mean, just stupid. Wow. And then shot up a truck that I've been remodeling and reconditioning. Probably got 50,000 that they shot it up. Well, I was gone. These cowards.
Do you think you it's know, the three guys that you were thinking about prosecuting for burning down
I
your
don't
shop?
Know, but you know, what I'm getting at, and this is kind of stupid, but, you know, I spent 2 years of my life killing people in Vietnam. I mean, just vicious. I was a long-range recon Army Ranger. We did horrible things over there, things that people don't even understand. And it lit up a part of me that wants to almost go back there. I spent 3 years trying to get that out of my head.
Yeah.
And bam, it came right back. But, you know, I'm not trying to. I guess what I'm saying is, you know, if these radical Republicans, if these listeners out there, if they come up with some crazy crap, it might be true.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Tom, it sounds like you need to put some security cameras around your house at the very least.
Yeah, they, I did, we got them, but, you know, they were all masked up and stuff. It was like SEAL Team 6 coming in or something. But,
amazing.
Amazing. Killed my best friend.
Yeah, okay. Well, Tom, thank you very much for the call. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah. You know, he told me a long time ago to keep you updated. And
yeah.
I
appreciate it. Yeah. Please continue to do so. Thank you, Tom. We'll be right back, 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This whole week, I've been trying to think of some maneuver I could say that would go viral and totally sell my soul for extra cash. I'm not putting myself above that.
How about Schwabba Habba? Or Schwabidada? Or Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong? Instead of the more you know, it just says Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong with a rainbow and a star shooting star.
Conrad, I think we got our promo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. busted pencils,
fully leaded education talk.
Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts can even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw. So you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, just love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, the wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511.
In the heart of our hometown, where the streets are bustling around, we gather 'neath the morning sun. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand.
Hey, it's 51 minutes past the hour. Diane in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today? Diane? What's that, Sirius XM?
Yes, I was talking. Hey, Tom, I'm driving from Santa Fe back to Arkansas.
Okay.
I want to address, I have a million things I want to talk to you about, but I want to address the thing about the IRS and the churches.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, when I moved back from California to Arkansas in 2016, a well-meaning deplorable in the town of Fort Smith happened to post a video that she just loved of this minister in Denton, Texas, Denton Bible School, and it was the most horrific video I've ever seen. I could not even believe it, and so I sent it to several of my progressive friends, and we all wrote a letter to the IRS. I still have it. I got a response from them.
Wow.
And as far as I know, they shut that church down as far as being tax exempt.
Oh, really?
I don't have access to my files, but I have the letter in Arkansas. I'll be glad to send that to you. And yeah, they responded immediately. I sent them the video.
Wow.
And they said they wish more people would do that. So,
really? Well, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. I guess they need to operate off a complaint.
Yes. Well, and the video was so graphic. I mean, I don't know how they could have not reacted to it. He was calling for stoning Democrats and going back to the old Bible days.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, I want to share that with you, and I'll get it over to your staff if you would like me to.
No, it's not necessary. I believe you, and what your story tells me is that in the future, when people call in about, you know, their church, I need to just tell them to contact the IRS, right?
with some documentary evidence.
It's the Department of the Treasury.
Right.
And so good. And I'm glad you're feeling better.
Well, thank you, Diane. Thank you very much for the call.
Glad you're back.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, take care.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Yep. Sandra in Houston, Texas. Hey, Sandra, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I have a burning question for you. I was on Twitter yesterday, and I repeated something you said a long time ago. I can't remember who. You said that someone told the Republicans that if voters won't vote for your policies or if they don't agree with your policies, don't let them vote.
Well, that's been the Republican strategy. I mean, they're into voter suppression really big time. They've
gone
to the Supreme Court to.
I know, but someone specifically said that out loud in words.
Yeah, I don't have a specific recollection of that, Sandra. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you have a good memory.
I do. That's why I'm not sure that I said it. It might have been somebody. It might have been a guest or somebody
you
else.
You said it. I have a good memory too. You said it. I just can't remember who.
All right.
And also, I put you on my I call it my Rolodex, but you're now on my Rolodex, and you'll be hearing from me more often.
Okay, good. Well, Sandra, thank you for the call.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Okay,
good talking to you, Miriam in Ramsey, New Jersey. Hey, Miriam, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I want to throw out a name that I haven't heard anybody mention, and I apologize if you've already discussed it on the program. Mitch Landrieu.
Oh, interesting. Nobody has pitched him.
He's handling the infrastructure bill rollout for Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Very personable. Mayor of New Orleans.
He's a former mayor, right?
I think he fits all the boxes, but I haven't heard anybody mention his name yet.
Yeah, I don't know much about him. I've seen him on TV a couple times. He comes across as a very nice guy, you know, and knowledgeable. So,
from the South, he got reelected as mayor, and, you know, they like him in Louisiana. So,
okay.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay, your vote is recorded, Miriam. Thank you very much for the call. Sue in Sonora, California. Hey, Sue, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. Been a while. Mm-hmm. Just something really quick. I want to throw a slogan out there that can counter the MAGA.
Okay.
It's for Kamala. It's apostrophe M-A-L-A, make America love again.
Oh, sweet. Kamala.
I just thought Allah. That was great.
Yeah, it is. That is very sweet. Thank you, Sue, for that. Cindy in Billings, Montana. Hey, Cindy, I only have a half a minute. You got a quick one?
Yes. Sherrod Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Sherrod Brown for a VP. He's an anti-elitist, blue-collar working man.
The problem is that would give a Mike DeWine, the Republican governor of Ohio, an opportunity to replace him in the Senate. But I'm with you.
And that's the same case with Kelly, right?
No, there's a Democratic governor in Arizona now, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Cindy, I got to run.
Sherrod Brown's up.
Yeah, I love Sherrod Brown. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, we'll be revisiting some of Kamala's best moments versus Brett Kavanaugh, Bill Barr, and Jeff Sessions. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass. It's only tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto.